New York. Britain and France have recognized a state of Palestine of the United Nations, marking a bold intervention in the century-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The decision, coordinated under Saudi sponsorship, aims to keep the two-state solution alive as a pathway to peace. French President Emmanuel Macron, speaking alongside UK officials, called for right to prevail over might, condemning violence by both Israel and Hamas while stressing that the two-state solution remains the only fair path for Israelis and Palestinians. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres warned that the alternative, a one-state solution, would entrench Israeli domination and subjugate Palestinians. He denounced collective punishment, starvation, and any form of ethnic cleansing as unacceptable. Israel reacted angrily to the European recognition, seeing it as a reward for Hamas following its October 7, 2023, attacks and hostage-taking of civilians. Some Israeli ministers have advocated for annexing parts of the occupied West Bank, effectively ruling out a future Palestinian state. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition, including far-right factions, continues to pursue settlement expansion and displacement policies. The Trump administration, steadfast in its support for Israel, rejected the European initiative. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas was barred from attending the UN conference in New York and spoke via video link instead, underscoring the widening rift between Washington and its European allies over Middle East diplomacy. European leaders argue that Israel's current military approach has failed to achieve surrender from Hamas while causing civilian suffering and endangering hostages. Macron and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer framed the recognition as part of a broader strategy, first, ending the war in Gaza, and second, advancing a viable two-state solution. Saudi Arabia and the Arab League supported the European-led conference, calling on Hamas to disarm and transfer authority to the Palestinian Authority. European officials believe this creates leverage over both Hamas and Israel while keeping doors open for broader regional normalization, including relations with Saudi Arabia. Despite the recognition, without U.S. support, the move is largely symbolic. Macron's efforts, while historic, face limitations in enforcing meaningful pressure on both sides, particularly as President Trump continues to reject the European approach. Trump is expected to meet Arab leaders separately during his visit to the UN this week. Both Macron and Starmer referenced their country's colonial legacies in the Middle East, noting that while Britain recognized Israel after withdrawing from historical Palestine in 1948, today's recognition of Palestinian statehood represents an effort to affirm Palestinians' equal rights. Palestinians welcomed the recognition but acknowledged that meaningful progress will require support from the United States.